I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio, and I'd like to bring you a programme to mark the election to the See of Peter of Karol Wojtyła, who took the name of Pope John Paul II. It was the 16th of October, 1978. It's a programme in which you can hear Vatican Radio archive recordings of the booming voice of John Paul II speaking in English at the beginning of his pontificate, as well as personal memories of some of those who knew him. People who share with us their memories, and who include a Polish countess, a childhood friend of Wojtyła's, whose father was the chief rabbi of Wadowice, where the future pope was born, an American cardinal who visited Auschwitz with the then Cardinal Wojtyła, and a Vatican radio journalist who happened to be in the square at the time of the announcement.
Sometimes we may wish for a kind of life that is easier than the one we have. But in the providence of God, a different life does not mean a less important life.
We were forbidden to have any culture, any education whatsoever outside elementary education. And we had schools and universities in clandestinity, including university and maturity exams and concentration camp.
That was the world the future pope grew up in. The same one remembered by Polish countess Wanda Żebuszyckańska.
On the Czechoslovakian border as a young bishop, and passed the border, and he was arrested by the Czechoslovak police. He likes very much the mountains, and oh yes, and he used to go a lot with the students. And they called him uncle because sometimes he couldn't even show he was a priest. He just went with them as a good uncle.
I would like to offer my greetings and my blessing not only to you, but to all your colleagues throughout the world.
And when the newly elected pope met with the press for the first time in his pontificate, a mysterious lady cried out, "Wujek." Uncle in Polish. Professor Stanisław Grigiel, a one-time personal friend of Karol Wojtyła, was at that press conference.
Il Papa passa, ma non la vede, e lei, non sapendo cosa fare, gridò, zio, in polacco.
Journalists at the press conference were startled by this Polish lady who suddenly addressed the Pope as uncle. What they didn't know was that this was a common way of addressing a Catholic priest in communist Poland, where to identify him openly as father was far too risky. The mystery lady had taken part in one of the secret retreats held by Uncle Wojtyła up in the mountains. In those years of religious intolerance, discretion became the price of religious survival. We were forced to keep such activities secret because the police were always on the lookout for us. Had they found out what was really going on, we would all have had to pay a very high price.
This was the scenario in which the young Karol Wojtyła began his priestly life. His personal life prior to this had taught him to live with suffering.
I don't remember very well his mother, because she died when we were still little. The much older brother, who died when we were about 11 or 12. The brother was a doctor, medical doctor.
Jerzy Kluger went to school in Wadowice with Lolek, as the future pope was familiarly known.
And contracted scarlet fever and died. It was a big tragedy, and, you know, he came only a few years after his mother died. And they were left in two of them, the father and the son. And father was then already retired from the Polish army. So he lived with his son there in that little flat near to the church and was sacrificing his whole life to that boy.
Lei ha menzionato il millennio, Papa del millennio. Penso che le esperienze che si chiamano oggi Auschwitz e Colima.
I believe that what makes him so much the Pope of the third millennium is his experience of suffering, the fact that he was touched so personally by the era in which he lived. Many of his close friends at school were tortured, deported to Siberia, or interned in concentration camps. It was this indirect experience of Auschwitz or Coima that inspired him to want to save others from suffering, to defend the rights of the human person.
No one born into this world is free from human frailty, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. Each of us must personally come to terms with this frailty.
We don't talk very often about it. I mean, I'm Jewish. My father was the last president of the Jewish community in Wadowice. He, I suppose, wants to avoid this because for me, those years are really very painful, those memories. And during the war, we did a tremendous mistake that went into the army, that means my father and myself, and my mother, my sister, and the grandmother. They were left there. We thought that the Germans won't do anything to them because they're women. Instead, they all died in Auschwitz.
The Cardinal Archbishop Krakow took me personally to Auschwitz. He accompanied me. On many other occasions, he would arrange for me to go here and there to see this and explore that. But he took me personally to Auschwitz and spoke to me about it. He understood fully what Auschwitz was and the symbolism of it. And we went together and we knelt and prayed together on that in that spot.
American Cardinal William Wakefield Baum was one of the cardinals who took part in the conclave that elected the Polish Pope. He cherished memories of time spent with Cardinal Wojtyła in Poland only months before he was elected Pope.
Cardinal Archbishop of Krakow was the preacher of the day, and he preached a magnificent, stirring homily, delivered with great passion. I couldn't understand Polish, but there was a priest always with me to interpret, so I knew what he was saying. He was encouraging these working men to be true to their faith and to stand tall, be courageous. He was a great defender of the rights of the working man, of ordinary citizens vis-a-vis the powers of this world, the political powers, especially in Poland. It was not a revolutionary speech, but it was a speech that was meant to put steel into the minds, the hearts of these working Polish men. That day there were at least 300,000 of them present for this great mass in a field. So that, of course, gave me another insight into his personality. Cardinal Wojtyła of Krakow was one of the most prominent cardinals in the world and much admired, looked up to, I'd say, by his brother cardinals.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum. Habemus Papam.
There was more than one session of the conclave, but I was fortunately on St. Peter's Square when the announcement was made. It was one of those wonderful October evenings that you get in Rome. Beautiful, cloudless sky. By that time, it was 8 o'clock or so, it was getting dark, dusk, and St. Peter's Square is...
Vatican journalist Arthur Baum.
Impression, you can only know anyone who's actually seen it. And there again, the conclave ended. In that atmosphere, we were told that once more we had a new pope. And we listened intently for his name, Karol, Charles. And then came the name Wojtyła.
Eminentissimum ac reverendissimum Dominum, Dominum Carolum, Sancte Romane Ecclesiae, Cardinalem Wojtyła.
And that left us all completely floored. We thought, someone from Africa? Who could it be? And it took some time for the news to get round that it was actually a man from Poland. And then he himself came out and made his first speech to the people and used the words himself. It says, this time they've chosen a pope who comes from afar. And he went on and said, but I'll do my best now to speak to you in your Italian language. And he corrected it and said, no, in our Italian language. If I make mistakes, you can correct me. And that sort of set the tone, which everyone knows now from his pontificate.
Anche non so se potrei bene spiegarmi nella vostra, la nostra lingua italiana, se mi sbaglio. Se mi sbaglio, mi corrigerete.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this program I put together for you. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.